And apparently there's, I don't know how big the effort is, but apparently there's a group that is trying to undo the right turn on red laws that exist in this country.
Yeah,
and what's that all about? They're saying that they want to do it predominantly for safety reasons, that ever since the right turn on red laws have been allowed, now going back to the 70s, the increase in pedestrian and bicyclist accidents and deaths are skyrocketing. Not all are, of course, because of red light situations, but enough of them are, they say. And so they want, let's not turn red on red anymore.
So what they're basically looking to see if anything is coming from their left, and if there isn't, then they suddenly try to make that right-hand turn without looking to see who might be in the crosswalk or whatever.
Yeah, and I've seen it before. And even if they automatically turn red, you know, and just they're not looking. What I did not know there, it says in the story, it says turning red on red laws were actually instituted in the 1970s to try and fight the oil crisis, the energy crisis.
Right. Save people time so they're not sitting there idling, and to move the traffic so they're using less fuel.
I had no clue. I just thought it was always for convenience.
No.
I did not know it was based on that, really. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Well, you're smarter than I am for sure.
Well, I was pretty much active back in the 70s.
Yeah, but I remember in some cases, in some places, I mean, when I started driving in the 80s, there were still some places where you still couldn't turn right on red.
Mm-hmm. They're marked, though. They have signs where you can't do it.
But it's become more, most every intersection, it's the rare intersection you can't anymore that has the signs.
A lot of people don't understand that you can turn left on red on a one-way.
As long as it's a one-way, yeah.
Yeah, if it's a one-way.
Yeah, well, that's what I found fascinating. And it says here that the law, under the law, and what happened for a lot of states too is that federal funding was being withheld until states came on board. Some states weren't coming on board. They said, look, you want the federal funding, you've got to allow for the right turn on reds. Kind of like what happened, I think, with speed limit laws too.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, unless you reduce your speed limit laws for a while to save energy, you wouldn't get the federal funding.
Right.
And under the law, it says here, states still can't receive federal funding from what is the state energy programs unless they allow drivers to turn against the stoplight. That law still exists, despite the fact that the program is now largely used to weatherize buildings, and it isn't even having any association with the Department of Transportation, which authorized the funding for states in the first place based on being able to right to turn red. So it's still on the books. But it's not even used, this funding for the state energy programs, anymore for what it was intended for in the first place. Yeah. But there's an effort, apparently, by some groups. And I was looking in the story, and I thought I had the name of the groups here, but I don't. It's just suggested that there are some that are saying that it's time to do away with those right turn and red laws because of the increase in pedestrian and bicycle accidents that have been taking place ever since the 1980s.
Well, yeah, they'll probably keep them in place for that conservation of fuel purposes with the crisis we're going through right now.
Yeah.
Until they get more roundabouts built. When they get the roundabouts built, they won't need the right turn on red.
That's exactly right.
Of course, there are a lot of people, if they're confused by the right turn on red, just imagine how confused some of them are about the roundabouts. Although there is, some of the road commissions have a video that they have on their Facebook pages with a trooper or some other person, a safety person, explaining how to drive in roundabouts. So that might be good for some people who are intimidated by them to take a look at it.
No, I'm hoping that more of our new drivers that will be used to them because they'll be driving them and not be surprised by them. You know, some of the older drivers have been on the road for a while. Well, a lot of the confusion happens.
Some of the roundabouts, like the one by SVSU, is pretty simple and easy for people to understand those. However, there's some, and I encountered some in Ohio recently, but also the one at M46, that's a little tricky since you've got double lanes out there, and I'm wondering how that's going to work when you have snow covering up the lane markings.
Ooh.
So that people know whether or not which one they need to be in to go in which direction until they get used to it.
Yeah, and if you encounter a roundabout and there's not much traffic, it's pretty easy to, but if you've got traffic moving through.
Yeah, you've got to make some quick decisions.
That's when it becomes tricky.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll see if this ever goes anywhere, if it becomes any more prominent of maybe doing away with the red lights, but thank you for verifying that it was all because of the energy crisis in the first place.
That's right.
And I just thought it was always because of convenience. It's 850 on WSGW. Oh, some are saying if we do have electric cars, is that going to be the same type of need for right turn and reds because of saving energy?
Well, you're running your battery down.
It's still energy.
You're just sitting there. Yeah,
it's still energy.
It's only going to last you so long.
Just a different kind.
Mm-hmm.